At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Well, Diddy is one step closer to learning his fate. Looks like the jury is going to head back into the courtroom this morning to deliberate. Yesterday, they have come to a conclusion of four of the five charges. The one charge that they seem to be hung up on is the racketeering conspiracy. And I'll be honest, I've only followed a few bits and pieces, like the highlights of this trial. But I am going to be very interested to see what the outcome is. Does Diddy go to jail?
Is there part of you that is just waiting for all of that to play out and they say not guilty and he gets off?
Okay, hold on. Let me get my train of thought because I had a comment that I can't say on the radio. I don't know. I think he's going to get on the hook at least for something. I think he will have jail time. And I feel like the fact that the jury came to a conclusion on a few of these charges so quickly, that made, you know, makes sense that he would be guilty.
I just don't know how. I mean, with everything that we're seeing on the news, there's something new every single day. How is he not 1,000% guilty? Throw this man in jail for life.
The video alone of him beating up Cassie, which I don't know why we have to keep playing that in the hotel. Like, that enough should be, like, put him in jail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't treat a woman like that, especially when you're dragging her back to your little love dungeon.
Yeah, that on top of everything else. So hopefully, you know, hopefully justice is served. Well, headlines were floating around yesterday claiming that Keith Urban abruptly ended an interview after being asked a personal question about his wife, Nicole Kidman, specifically about her steamy movie scenes.
Right.
We'll say. After the question was asked, it sounded like Keith left the call. But now a source is saying, despite the flood of headlines, Keith wasn't the one who hung up. The source is saying Keith doesn't host the Zoom. He can't hang up. He didn't. Now, here's why I have a problem with all of this. And Kel, I think that you should too. We know how this works. In this industry, mm-hmm. we're looking for that one soundbite, that one something that's
going to... You want something to go viral.
Something that's going to go viral. But I think once you pull a stunt like this, you're jeopardizing the future of interviews with artists for everybody.
Well, why would you do that at the artist's expense?
Right.
It's Keith Urban. Do you never want to have him on your show again? And did you think that Keith Urban wasn't going to come out and be like, it was you guys who hung up to make a story for TMZ, which it did. It landed in the headlines of TMZ.
Now, Keith, and I'm sure his people are going to be very upset, and it could just be a string of events that happen from here. As hosts, what we do every single day, I think mm-hmm. we have a job to be credible, to give, you know,
100%.
100% real life stuff. And once you start pulling stunts like this, it's going to come back to bite us.
Oh, that or Keith is going to be like, guess what? If you're going to do that and switch my words around and make it seem like something happened that didn't, I'm just not going to do them anymore, which I wouldn't blame them.
Mm-hmm. So shame on them. Be better. Oh, what a start to the morning.
Right? What day is it?
Almost 4th of July.
Almost.